Okay, well, this is Michelle from Yorkshire Music Collective, and I'm backstage at Bingley Music Live with Glass Mountain. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. You've not been together for very long. Is it about 3 months?
No, it's longer than that. It's just over a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But is it like about 3 or 4 months since you started gigging then?
Yeah, we did our first gig in April. Marsicans asked us if we would support them, and like it was our first ever gig, and we that's when Lewis came on board, because we thought we're not going to be able to actually make this sound as we want without an extra pair of hands on a guitar. Fortunately, Harry knew Lewis through Leeds College of Music, and we got him round for a practice, and we knew within 5 minutes that he was our man.
Well, you've had a very exciting few days, because you played, like, this is your third gig in a few days, isn't it? You were in Wakefield, then another festival, and then you've played today. Has it been a good weekend?
It's been really good. It's been like the closest thing to a tour so far. It's like we've called it a mini tour, but yeah, it's been great. Like every gig, we've been received nicely. Nothing's gone badly wrong. Especially today. Today was probably the highlight. It was just, you know, we were received really well. Sun was out. Everyone seemed to love it. So yeah, it was really good.
You suddenly got a lot of people up to watch you, and people were moving forward as well, which
we
is always a good sign.
We didn't know what to expect, but I think somebody likes us because they gave us a nice slot, and they gave us a really good changeover time between the previous band and ourselves, so it meant that we could make sure everything was going to be working properly. Because yesterday we played with Embrace at their secret festival at Lotherton Hall near Leeds, and it rained solid for about 6-7 hours, so all our gear on stage, we had to put clear plastic sheets over the pedal board so we could still see them but keep the wet off them. So there was a bit of a concern today that everything still might be waterlogged. My keyboard was, but fortunately it kind of worked. So.
Well, out front the stage, the sound was excellent. So was it a good on-stage experience for you as well?
Yeah,
is it
really good? Yeah, they all know what they're doing. You know, it's really welcoming as well. So it's just some gigs you do, you can't hear anything. And, you know, I need to hear the bass and Harry's vocals, and that was just crystal clear. So it was great,
It'll be awkward trying to get back to other style of gigs now, won't it?
yesterday was weird because it was an outdoor gig, and we're used to playing rooms where the sound's bouncing back at you, and our music's very much about big reverbs and stuff, so like doing an outdoor gig yesterday was quite petrifying for a little while till we settled in. But today wasn't like that at all. It just sounded like being in a really nice, big, you know, warm venue.
I think you've got an EP out at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, the EP come out on June 10th. We've just been playing songs off that live. It was received really well. People seem to really enjoy what we're doing. It's been called quite a unique sound, I think. I think we're finding a sound, The EP is a good statement of where we were as a band. We're definitely progressing.
Do you record the music first and then work out how to do it live, or have you always got playing it live in mind?
I think we're a bit of a studio band because we have our own studio. So I tend to attack it from like, let's make the record first and then like figure out how to do it live. But I think that might start changing now. Now we kind of like we've kind of gelled into this really nice way of working together. We might just kind of come out from the other side.
I really enjoy the crossover as well from like the recording and how you're going to do it live, you know, because you can't play everything that's on the record, so I think choosing which bits are more prominent in the set and stuff, I think that's a lot of fun. I think we're getting there with it
And what are your next plans? Where's the band going in the next few months?
We've got quite a lot of gigs booked between now and the end of the year. We're doing a gig in Manchester with Evil Blizzard for their Blizzmas, their annual Christmas show, so that'll be good. It's like our first gig.
Are you all going to wear masks as well?
Maybe. Well, we might just get them to go up and do it for us. Nobody'll be any wiser. And also, we're kind of busy writing. We don't know if it'll be an EP2 or a collection of singles, but we've got a couple of tracks that we're really excited about, and we've got other things that are kind of half finished. So, we're in a good
place. You played
really
a new track today.
We did two, actually. But one of them, we only finished it last week, so we're excited about that. We've kind of had a little go at recording it. I think we're going to revisit it. I think there's more to be had.
Good. I think you've got a gig coming up in Bradford as well, is that right? So
Yes, on Friday the 16th at the Underground. Supporting a band called Delamere.
Well, hopefully, because I can certainly say that today was absolutely fantastic, and I've seen you a few times already, so everybody in Bradford should get down to that
lovely
gig.
Thank you very much.
Cheers,
Michelle.
Finally, before we go, where can people find out more about the band?
Usual Suspects, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have a website and all that. I'll link you if you want to buy our music. You can buy the CD, like a deluxe package of that, or you could just go to Spotify and hear our EP on there.
Right.
We've got some live videos on YouTube that we're recording in the studio as well. Mm-hmm. So people could go check that out. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.